Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planet, Saturday the 13th of April. Sun is in Aries, ruled by Mars, and the planets are saying...
Lordy.
Oh, huh. Planets.
Sun identity is challenging Pluto. Transformation, control, regeneration.
Uh-oh, okay.
Once again, there is plenty of room to make good, great, or bad worse, depending on your frame of mind. And current influences will cheerfully support whichever direction you choose. And while hopefully you will opt to accentuate the positive or make lemonade with the available lemons, if you do decide to take a different route, at the very least, try to refrain from pitching fits or throwing ultimatums around. Also, in this climate, the desire to push a situation to the brink, or maybe even over, in the name of resolving it for once and for all should not be underrated. Still, before yielding, take a moment to remind yourself the chances of rescuing it once you have shoved it over the side are pretty slim, and the chances of being more inclined to want it once it's gone are pretty fat. Finally, right now no one's patience and tolerance levels are tip-top. Therefore, selecting this particular moment for a dialogue to soothe, comfort, or reassure you, where people have to likely ignore they are feeling somewhat crispy around the edges, having nothing to do with you and everything to do with something askew in their world, but still, probably is not the smartest choice.
Oh, okay, signs particularly affected by the sun challenging Pluto.
Aries, Leo, Scorpio, Capricorn.
And if one's birthday, 13th of April.
Any desire to go to extremes this year, especially regarding core personal, emotional, vocational, or social matters, would be entirely understandable given a situation's history and or current circumstances. Still, keep the impulse to polarize, fully immerse, stalk off, push hard, pull back on a short lead. At this juncture, anything resembling brinkmanship is likely to be far more feasible and appealing in theory than in practice.
Oh, good. Tomorrow, Daily Planets.